time to nourish your brain. As we begin a new day, well, for some of you, anyway, it's the beginning of a new day. Others are well into their day, and some people are finishing their day wherever you are. We respect what's going on with you and want to, in one way or another, make whatever you're doing a little more interesting. Perhaps
and if
we
you're
can
starting
help you.
And finishing your day right now, Godspeed.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Either
I've
or both
had those
of us.
Days.
Yes. The good news today is that Verizon says a lot of customers will be eligible for an early phone upgrade, Richie.
Oh, yeah?
Verizon says, well, you know how they do this. I just got a new phone, and they had to go into the, I have four or five phones on the account, and they go in and they say, okay, well, this phone is eligible for an upgrade because their phones are so bad that, you know, at least my read on is that they're just in general, I was grousing about this. If you're just joining us earlier on, I was grousing about NSTAR. And now I'm looking across the room at this new little fax machine that I bought yesterday.
Ooh, Dougley got a new toy.
Dougley spent Dougley spent $49 on a fax machine because
right.
The old fax machine, which cost $489, as I recall, how long has it been since Hillary's been gone?
Three years?
This is the ex-girlfriend, by the way.
More than that. I think it's been more than that, isn't it?
No, because I think I helped break her up, and I've been here 5.5 years.
That's right, yeah. You did. Jennifer
and
was the reason
so you,
that Doug lost his
nice
love.
Nice job, Jennifer.
Probably 4.5.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, the fax machine that I've been using was a combination printer and fax machine. Most of you who have small businesses, you have the office. There's always a need for a fax machine because you may have to send a fax to somebody. I've now decided that I can get everything that I need sent via email, and you can just print out what you want. End of story. You don't have to fax it. However, there are occasions when you need it, and so I have one of them that I bought, and I worked Richie over the store manager.
Did you?
To
did
find
you?
One
Look
that wasn't
you,
made in
over.
China. I worked this guy over. I wanted nothing to do with China. So the one I have was made in Brazil.
There you go. What's the brand?
Actually, it's an HP.
Okay.
It's from Amazon. Get it?
You're funny.
Huh? What I missed there?
It's from the Amazon. Get it?
No.
Okay. Never
mind. It's made in Brazil.
Oh, you're talking about the rainforest?
Yes.
Yeah, it's just a joke. Probably not even a good one.
I got it.
Even worse now that I had to explain.
Welcome to another informative American Day, ladies and gentlemen, the Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here. Rich McFadden and I are looking at something new. We've decided to look at trending topics.
Yes.
We've always looked at trending topics.
Well, I'm talking about in a formalized sort of an interesting way to see what the various websites have or claim to have as trending topics, just to see if there's any validity to some of the notion that we need to be a little bit more. We, I say collectively, if you want to be with it, you need to know what's going on. So we looked at, what was it? We started out looking at, I wasn't Yahoo.
Where no, I you just, were looking at like a trending topic site, I thought.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, exactly. So
and
anyway.
And then I was looking at Twitter. And
right.
So we were talking about things that your dad had given you, advice your dad had given you.
Yes. We did that. So what did you find as you looked at Twitter? Does Facebook have a trend? I know Google does, and Yahoo
no,
does.
No, Facebook doesn't.
Facebook doesn't really. We are looking at AOL right now. We're looking at Yahoo.
What's AOL got?
AOL, funny you should ask. I was actually stuck on a story.
You're in. Yeah.
Juan Hernandez and William Chauvin are in trouble this morning because they stole $60,000 worth of toilet paper and plastic forks.
Wow. From?
Is that crazy?
Wow.
I know. They stole it from a place in Chicago from Georgia Pacific.
Georgia Pacific makes that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of toilet paper.
It is. What are they going to
so
do with it? They were going to sell it?
Paper.
Did they
no
put
idea.
It in the truck? They want to sell it?
How do you
if
walk out of a place with $60,000 worth
I'm
of toilet
I'm betting
paper?
That they have a truck, that they come to work
a
in a van. No. They come to work in a van, and during their breaks, if they work the late shift, they could wander out with some of the stuff and put it in their van.
Kind of
right,
like
so here's the story.
Johnny Cash's song, One Piece at a Time, where he works at a Cadillac factory and he steals
one
piece
and makes him drive a Cadillac.
Takes him 20 years, so he's got the taillight from this one and the headlight from that one.
Right.
It's funny.
All right, so what's the real story, Jen?
All right, so the real story is Juan Hernandez is the guy who works at Georgia Pacific. He's an inventory control specialist.
He
teamed up with an alleged murderer.
An inventory control specialist?
Yeah.
That means he's a stacker and a packer.
He specializes in sticking it in his pocket.
They're accused of stealing truckloads of merchandise. Keep in mind, his partner is an alleged murderer.
All right.
Just checking here that you
alleged.
Heard that. They took stuff between February and April, and basically what they were doing is they take it to flea markets, and they would sell it there, and they would get tips from people at local flea markets who saw all this. So it was a big sting operation.
So how much does a roll of toilet paper cost?
I don't know, but who would buy it at a flea market? I don't think that I would. That would freak me out.
No, if you haven't got a lot of money and you can buy it.
I go to the 99-cent store.
Yeah. All right, so what is it? Does it cost? I buy it by the big, like, gigantic.
Yeah, we go to Costco.
Well, we know about your bathroom habits.
Yeah, really.
Excuse me?
You know, I have to tell you.
I do use toilet paper, Jennifer. Thanks.
You know how you get married to brands? I'm not one of those people. I will always go for what I have a coupon for or what's on sale.
There is
one area in which I am absolutely married to a brand.
I am a
Scott Tissue girl because I like it rough. And I think that Scott Tissue, it lasts longer. The stuff that you buy at the 99-cent store is like,
On the other end of things, Cottonelle is what I use.
Cottonelle. Cottonelle, that's too soft for me.
Jennifer, you blew my mind about a year ago when we had the conversation, and this was one of the biggest threads we've ever had on our Facebook page as far as conversation. When you alerted me to the fact that I never even knew that there were people like you out there in this world.
Crumpler and Folders.
That you were
Which one are you?
We spent a whole day on that event.
More than that, it was like a week.
Oh, my God. I don't remember much, but I remember that.
I never, ever thought that anybody would just take toilet paper and wad it up and clean it. You know, folder. Nice and neat.
Yeah. See, but I think that when you fold, and I actually thought about this the other day because I tried folding. I made a real concerted effort to try folding. I can feel too much when I do that. I want a buffer. A large buffer.
Hey. You're not folding enough.
No. Five-sheet folder, I don't think.
We're going to get to the 2020 News Quiz question earlier than we normally would because it's only quarter after the hour, but I'm gonna leave this to your, not discretion, but to your own devices. 800-510-8255. Daryl Hannah was arrested yesterday. Where and why? 800-510-8255. Yes, the actress who played the fish, right? What did she play in a swan?
She was a
mermaid.
Ask any mermaid you happen to see. She was something, anyway. Tom Hanks was in that movie.
Jim in our Splash. In our Ustream chat room. If you go look at the video stream and you click on the Ustream link right there, it'll take you into our Ustream chat room.
Yeah.
Average Jim says, it's interesting how the so-called media controls what people think is important. Trending. So he thinks that the trending topics phenomenon that
is they are they're controlling it
that they're saying and it's funny that he mentions that because in the top 10 topics that I'm looking at that are trending on Yahoo one of them is insurance companies, which does nothing but have a link to insurance companies. Another one is Netflix
because you can pay to trend.
And then another one is compact cars.
This is why I like Twitter, because Twitter it's a true organic trend,
right? Exactly.
And so even though it's not the most smart stuff that is trending,
right.
It's still, you know,
with
it's legitimate
discussion.
So like for example on Yahoo they mix in three or four pop culture things or real news stories along with things that they want to be in there.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, there you go. We've been had again. 800-510-8255. So, as I said, I'm getting to the 2020 News Quiz question a little bit early because I would like to have you a step ahead of everybody else. Dara Torres is the swimmer, right?
She is
she's
a very hot one, yes.
Yeah, right. She's hotter than Daryl Hannah.
Yeah, Daryl looks a little torn up.
Yeah. All right. So Daryl Hannah was arrested yesterday. Your job, should you decide to perform your duties here, is to call us at 800-510-8255. A swell prize for the person that answers the 2020 News Quiz question correctly. She was arrested. We have two components to the answer. Why was she arrested? And where was she arrested? Probably if you know where, you know why. Put them together, and what do you have? probably provide you with some e-food, some meals that are free, that are cool. E-food. Richie, we have it on the Friends page.
We do.
Well, we've forgotten to tell people, even though Roberta has been gone, we haven't had an updated Queen of Cheap and won't have until next week because that's her job. We do have at the Queen of Cheap box three different places on the website. We can see that big square, that gold square, says e-foods in it. And in the box, you can click on and get 12 servings, three or four different meals that we'll send to you free. Actually, you'll pay a shipping and handling charge. That's it. But because so much attention has been given to this sort of thing as a result of the hurricane and, to a lesser extent, the earthquake, what could happen? I'm sorry, my allergies.
You okay there?
Well, it's my allergy. This week, they have surfaced. You know what it does? All the rain and the moisture brings about mold. I've noticed in the last day or two, tremendous amounts of mold on various things, including some of the farm equipment that was left out in the rain. In the strangest pockets,
really?
You see this little green mold growing on the side of the crankcase. As a matter of fact, the tractor I was on last night. So all that stuff is a sort of an allergen, and I get a little congested, and I apologize. At any rate, the question, we're all e-foods. So the e-foods thing has become very attractive for a lot of different reasons because the food tastes great, it's easy to prepare, it lasts a long time, and it's very healthy for you. So if you want to get a free sample of that, then my suggestion is you find one of the three places at DougSteffen.com that has it, has that square little gold box, click on it, order yourself some, and see that what we are saying, Richie and I especially, is true. Check it out at DougSteffen.com.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to Geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
Hey, Mom! The X key is missing. That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
Mom, what is a floppy disk?
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
Hey, thanks, Mom.
Who says money can't buy love? Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
Guys, now's the time to build your wardrobe at Macy's. Buy one, get one free. Suits from Michael Kors, Kenneth Cole, Tommy Hilfiger, and more. Buy one, get one free. Dress shirts and neckwear from Kenneth Cole Reaction, Jeffrey Bean, Michael Kors, and more. Buy one, get one free. Casual and dress pants from Haggar, Perry Ellis Portfolio, and Kenneth Cole Reaction. Buy one, get one during Macy's Labor Day Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Free item must be of equal or lesser value. Exclusions apply.
America's Got Talent. Results and reviews therefrom in a matter of moments here on Good Day.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity quality and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
From America's Got Talent last night. This is Landau Eugene Murphy Jr. singing Frank Sinatra's I've Got the World on a String.
What a world, what a life I'm in love.
Very good. That is good.
I've got a song that I sing.
He's a contestant? Yeah, he is.
He sounds great.
Yeah, this is very good.
Yeah.
It's the first thing I've heard on this that sounded like it was potentially of value.
Yeah.
Crank it up for two. Right?
Stop talking, Will.
Who do you think you're talking to?
As long as I hold the string, I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let go.
Pretty good stuff.
Around my finger, what a world, man,
what a life.
This is life. Hey, now I'm in love.
Not quite as good as I am, but pretty good.
Close.
Yeah, close.
All right, so let's listen to the judges
and
their reviews, Richie. It's the next clip, 31-14. The judges.
You know what, Doug?
I'm Mr. Land. What? You don't have it?
Let me see. I don't think I have it. Let me...
No, you have it. There was something else that happened also last night on America's Got... What do you mean, no? It's right under the one we just played.
Yeah, no, they didn't put the audio
on.
Hey,
congratulations.
Move along to the next one.
Anyway, so Richie saw this big... there was this Gymkhana group that was using a ring of fire. And apparently, what, it fell over on the stage?
I saw it on the news.
On the news, you saw it, really?
They're doing a tumbling thing where they run and they jump through the ring of fire.
Right.
And one guy's leg catches the ring and knocks the ring of fire over.
Really?
Did they have disaster on America's Got Talent?
Oh, man. High drama.
Really?
And but then they just come and pick the ring of fire up. Nothing catches on fire. The guy's fine. He gets up and runs through it again. But still, you're like, woo.
All right, so here's the review of that. I think it's that's 3105, Richie.
Yes, sir.
Now, sir. Mr. Piers Morgan, you should feel bad for exing someone who almost caught themselves on fire.
Well, I was obviously trying to say...
Boo! Let's boo Piers! Boo! Come on to that. Let's boo Piers. Boo!
I would have thought it was very, very obvious that I was trying to save lives here.
All right. Boo! You
actually,
jerk. Boo!
It was the same thing I picked up on in the last round. It gets repetitive. You're very good at what you do, but it becomes a bit of a gym routine. I actually like the fire stuff. But it's obviously, well, you made it more dangerous and exciting, but it's still you guys all jumping. I mean, you are okay though, right? Because you were lying with fire all over you.
Okay.
And that cut the routine dead, yeah? You stop then.
All right. That's just everybody. Boo!
Yeah.
Boo!
All right, I had that other one if you want to hear what the judges thought about the singer.
Oh, yeah. All right, go ahead.
Landau, it's just fantastic. It makes me feel so good every time I see you perform. Your voice, as usual, is
nice.
Like velvet.
That's
your
the
anti-boo. Tone is
Woo!
Amazing in your voice. It was great to see you up there with the brass section, the dancers. It's cooler than I don't know what.
Good.
To see you doing
All right,
it.
So that's fine. She likes him and he's good. We like
did
him.
Did she say the brass section?
I thought that's
she
what
did.
She said,
I thought
yeah.
so too.
Jason in Waynesville, Missouri. Welcome to Good Day, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Well, all right. What's the reason Daryl Hannah is in the news?
She was arrested in front of the White House for protesting a new oil line.
All right. So what was the story with the oil line? I don't know.
It's an oil line going through the Canada desert.
To the Gulf Coast.
To the Gulf Coast. It's going to be 1,600 miles long. It's actually being extended from Oklahoma.
Yeah, no,
and environmentalists protested because they say it hurts the environment.
Really? I bet she voted for Obama, too. Wouldn't you think?
I would think.
I don't know. All right. This is her first arrest, though.
I'd bet the house on it.
Cool. All right, Jason, hold on. We'll give you a nice prize. Thank you.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, outside firms provided Libya the technology necessary to spy on its citizens. The French firm Bull SA built Libya a monitoring headquarters that allowed Gaddafi's regime to track phone calls, instant messages, and emails. Technology can be used for good or evil, and putting it in the hands of oppressive regimes is nothing new. In other news, the creation of a GPS-equipped collar could change the way we study wildlife. Scientists hope the tech will better track how animals organize and live in the wild and create digital diaries of their days. The smart collar could help protect areas terrorized by mountain lions, wolves, and coyotes as well. And finally, Verizon announced that many customers would be eligible for an early phone upgrade. Select customers who would have been eligible between September and May of next year can now upgrade to a newer subsidized phone. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
This Labor Day weekend at Ace.
The weekend is coming!
Save 20% on all Ace brand house and wall paint and get help from people who know their stuff.
The weekend is coming!
So visit your local Ace and get saving, then get your weekend back. At Ace, the helpful place. Offer valid on regular price paint quarts and gallons only from September 2nd through September 5th at participating Ace stores. Offer excludes paint supplies, no rain checks, store stock only.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
See store for details.
You gotta love lean beef. The only dinner that's got its own soundtrack. The sizzle. I mean, how many other lean dishes can you hear coming and enjoy every melodious moment of it? That's the sound of the sirloin's juices being seared in. And then, the encore. Every last Another reason why you gotta love lean beef. Love all 29 lean cuts.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Democrats, Republicans, have you had enough? Want real change? Then change yourself. Join a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. If you agree with maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality, then you agree with American Third Position. Get more information now. Call 800-513-4928 or go to A3P.me. That's A, the number 3, P.me. It's time to take America back.
Already 2011 is a record-breaking year for disasters. Are you prepared? Your family is your most precious asset. Could you feed them in case of emergency, food shortage, or job loss? At eFoods, we offer delicious, ready-made meals. Cheesy chicken and rice casserole, beef stroganoff, chili with dumplings. With the longest storable shelf life and easily prepared in minutes by simply adding to boiling water. Get your 6 free meals by just paying a small shipping fee. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Stored in sturdy containers to grab and go in an emergency. Emergency food at guaranteed lowest prices. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order your 6 free meals now and get free shipping on all other orders. Hearty, affordable food. Try it for flavor. Buy it for life. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get your 6 free meals shipped today.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with wild birch bark every day and Chaga Max capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Seven minutes for the new hour, 33 after. Doug Steffen is my name. His name is Rich McFadden.
That's
Richard
me.
Charles McFadden.
That'd be me.
I'm actually Dudley William Steffen.
You want to give out our date of birth and Social Security numbers
yeah.
while you're at it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Your mother's maiden name. Anything else you want?
Your mother's maiden name?
Ader.
Ader? Okay.
Yeah.
And Jennifer, your mother's maiden name?
Guess. You don't know?
Guess.
Sweeney.
Yeah. Sweeney.
We knew that.
We did?
Yeah.
Sure.
But she went back to using
what she uses now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My mother's maiden name was Sands. All right.
Nice.
Yeah, it's okay. My,
it's a relaxing name.
How do you spell that?
My niece is getting married. My younger sister's daughter is getting married next month up in Vermont. Unless the place got washed away.
Yeah.
I haven't checked on that. So Tony and Brendan and Megan and I are going to stay in this little place, kind of a cottagey place from what I can see. Very nice area, very beautiful area, and I was thinking about how all of the pieces of this fit together. The things that folks like, parents and their involvement in your wedding. Devin is 20, maybe 29. No, wait a minute. She's younger than Megan. No, she's older than 29 though. Isn't that awful?
Anyway.
I'm thinking here how part of the point of what I was going to bring up is how we watch even our own children, but the time goes by so quickly, and how often do you find yourself saying or thinking to yourself, my heavens, my niece or whomever has gotten to be this age. I'm looking at pictures of them all around me when they were, holding Devin is a baby in my arms, and here she is, 29, 30 years old, getting married.
I was just having the same thoughts the other day with myself when I was with my niece and nephew. And, and you know what else? What has been running through my head a lot since my dad passed away this summer is what my mom, my dad, my aunt, and my uncle were always kind of the foursome, the dinners and going out for movies and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And when I played golf with my uncle a couple of days after my dad died and his couple of buddies, the thought that must be going through their head, the first one of their group is gone.
Yeah, who's next? Yeah.
And, well, not so much who's next, but how what is my future hold? You know, do you start having those? And I talked to my uncle a little bit about it because he was really upset about my dad passing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but I didn't get from him whether he is concerned about, you know, wow, what is, how much time do I have left? And he's in excellent shape. He's in very good shape. But still, you have to, that has to ring heavy on you when you start to lose
your
friends.
Remember when when my father died, there's no more buffer. You're next.
Yeah.
One way or the other. It used to be with me, I didn't have any real, great-grandparents I didn't really know. My father's grandmother, I remember, so she would have been around for a few years. And then there were my mother's folks, because my father was an orphan, and they were gone. My grandmother died in, I want to say 86, 87, somewhere. No, actually it wasn't. It was later than that. It was in the early 90s. And my grandfather died shortly after my mother died. There's another thing. If you watch your children die,
when your kids go first.
Ah,
yeah.
Oof,
awful.
Oof.
You never get over it.
No.
My mother-in-law, when my brother-in-law was killed, she deals with that on a daily basis.
Yeah. Okay. Let's get off of that. That's not very pleasant. It's Jennifer's going to have her television report in a few minutes. I thought we'd do two for the price of one here. We had a 2020 News Quiz question about Daryl Hannah, and I don't know if there's any more to that story or not, other than she got arrested. If you didn't hear the story, in the right in front of the White House, in this group protesting the oil pipeline.
Yeah, she just wouldn't move. She was sitting down, and they told her to move, and she wouldn't go. Right.
But she was sitting out in front of Pennsylvania Avenue?
Uh-huh.
Why would that? So that's public property.
She was sitting right on the ground in front of the White House.
So?
So they got rid of her.
Well, why? Because she was inconvenient to have her there?
Yeah, she was loitering. She wouldn't go.
Loitering? How do you think you're loitering if you're standing
blocking.
In front of...
Blocking traffic of some sort. I don't know where she
sit in front of the entrance? Like sit in front of the driveway?
Well, now that they have Pennsylvania Avenue closed.
Yeah, but that's still... You can why they closed to traffic, but not to walking.
I mean, you could have a picnic on Pennsylvania Avenue in front of the White House and not really block anything except pedestrian traffic.
Another give-in, cave-in to the terrorists. We're going That's what it was. That's one of the things Clinton did that wasn't too smart, I didn't think. Anyway,
let's see if they were blocking traffic or something.
If they were blocking traffic, okay, or trying to block the entrance to the White House, that's get that. But other than that, they shouldn't have been arrested. Overreach, overreaction. So let's go to Jennifer's train of thought, which is television in this half hour. I'm going to give you a 2020 television quiz question. You can get the answer to it by thinking probably a little bit, and then you'll get the prize. How's that?
They were on the sidewalk, by the way.
They were on the sidewalk. They weren't blocking anything. So they ought not to have
except
been arrested.
Except pedestrians in front of the White House.
So the pedestrians, you walk around them, for God's sakes. Pennsylvania Avenue is 400 feet wide there. Maybe not 400 feet, but when you walk across from that little yellow church that's on the other side over to the White House, that's got to be close to 400 feet. You mean to tell me that you couldn't walk around? Come on. Ugh. Let the people. That's what America's all about, protest. Let them protest if they want to.
Yeah,
they're not hurting anybody.
Ever since they closed that street off, it's
ridiculous.
It's very open.
Get lost. All right. Meanwhile, back to something that's fun. I would like for you to tell us what television program ended on this date in 1974. I will tell you who starred in it, and you can maybe figure it out. As a matter of fact, when I give you the stars, you'll probably say, that's so easy.
Well, you just gave us a hint right there in the way you talked, didn't you?
How's that?
Did the way
All
you
the
just...
way Glenn Miller played, is that what you're thinking?
Oh. No,
yes, that's what I was thinking.
Well, that's good. Then that'd be
that's
the wrong answer. I'd love to have people with wrong answers.
Okay.
All right. Here's the identity of the cast. Here are the cast members. Robert Reed, Barry Williams, Christopher Knight, Mike Lookinland.
He just got a divorce, too.
Okay, well.
Enough.
All right, that's enough. 800-510-8255. What is the name of the show that had started in 1969, came to an end on this date, 1974?
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
All right. Mm-hmm. Now, that also is too much.
Yeah.
800, let me tell ya. 800. Clouds are going to really be foolish about this. 800-510-8255. All right, help yourself to that. Time now for the outrage of the day.
Okay.
There is a company, you can follow this story at DougStephan.com, by the way, if you'd like to. Company in Illinois called the Child Care Assistance Program.
Uh-oh.
Which has been providing babysitting services to over 150,000 families in Illinois for quite a long time.
Nice.
The problem is they've gotten a bit lax on their background checks.
Uh-oh.
To the point they've been employing convicted rapists, sex offenders, and others of that ilk who were not charged but convicted of assault, drug possession and sales charges, and weapons charges. These are the people providing babysitting services to all of these families in Illinois.
Makes you feel good.
Child Care Assistance Program. Very, very, very interesting. How'd you like to have your... You know what this points out, and somebody's going to take a shot at me for this, but it's okay if you want to. I just think there's got to be a way in this era for parents to figure out, as tough as it is to make ends meet, and we have both parents working, it would seem to me, I know a number of parents, frankly, who have worked different shifts so that there was always a parent at home when the children were at home. There is a father who works a shift and he's home in the afternoon. Mother goes to work when the father comes home and she works the second shift.
Sure.
But they are there. So I'm always somewhat troubled by the fact that these companies, if that's what, then that's what this is. It's, you know, it's a big company. Excuse me, they're national. And they are, I'm looking at pictures of some of these people. Even looking at them, I wouldn't want them around my children. That's part of it. And you can say, oh, that sounds terrible. That's disgusting, Doug. How can you tell? I don't want my kids around some scary-looking creep.
Let me tell you something.
And that's what some of these people look like. Look at these pictures. Scary-looking.
Being in this and just coming out of it with Sean. Sean was in preschool. We took him to the little farm school. It's
this is, by the way, a $750 million a year business.
Yeah, sure. There are corporate preschools and daycares, like Kinder Care or one of these other things.
Yeah, a big company.
Yeah. And then there are the small little ones that are run in the church, which is where we take Juliana, which is a friend of ours is the pastor of this church.
Yeah, the guy I met?
The guy who was actually the pastor who did my dad's service.
Yeah.
It's his church that he pastors at.
Okay.
Is where the school where Juliana goes.
Okay.
And then Sean went to the little farm school. And we knew the teachers. You know the organization that's running it. You don't have to go to these big corporate things.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Miss McKeel last year, Juliana's little preschool teacher, such a sweet lady, a nice lady. I mean, it's not like I'm dropping them off at some big corporate school.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a good feeling about when I drop them off. I know the people. Mm-hmm. So you just have to be careful. It's...
Yeah.
You know right. When you drop your kids off, whether that's somebody trustworthy, you're putting them in their hands.
So anyway, the story is there. If you can imagine anything. What this does, the reason we would carry or put a story like this up at DougStephan.com, is to make you think a little bit, not only about what I suggested about working shifts, but when you go to these places, you ask a lot of questions. Because these are your... They farmed out because the buildings didn't have enough room for all the children they had. They were in the service, so they were farming it out to people in their personal homes, and they found one place, one home, where a sex offender lived in the home.
Bad idea.
They've been given $5,000 for child care services from the state.
Wow.
To take care of these children. All right, so that's something that's the reason, again, is so that you'll hear these stories and think, well, maybe I should know more about it, because this is the time of year when people are signing up for those sorts of services, so perhaps you ask the right question. Speaking of that, I've asked a question. We'll get the answer to that in a minute. And Jennifer will update us on some of the latest television news right here on Good Day, 15 before the hour.
Get to Macy's Labor Day sale for 25 to 60% savings store-wide. Plus an extra 15 or 10% off with your WOW Savings Pass or Macy's Star Rewards card. Take an extra 30% off fashion and home clearance items. Get a $10 savings card with any denim purchase.
Take 40% off first impressions for baby. And save 60% on hotel collection bedding. Macy's Labor Day Sale. Savings off regular, original, sale, and clearance prices.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
Hey, Mom! The X key is missing. That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
Mom, what is a floppy disk?
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
Hey, thanks, Mom.
Who says money can't buy love? Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A., pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
13 before the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. The answer to the question of the moment. Douglas is in Tiffin, Ohio. It always seems silly when I ask, do I know you? But I know a lot of people in Tiffin, so sometimes if I ask the question, the answer would be yes. If I asked you that question, Douglas, do I know you? Is your answer yes or no?
It would be no.
No. But you know me through the radio, though, so you kind of know me, right? And
now exactly.
I kind of know you. All right. So what television program do you think came to an end on this date, 1974? Big family show.
I think it was the Partridge Family.
The Partridge Family.
Partridge.
That was another one of those shows, but it was not. That's not the right show. It's not the right answer. Glad you called anyway. Thank you, Douglas. Take good care. Nancy is over in Pennsylvania, a little bit to the east. What do you think the show was, Nancy?
The Hillbillies.
The Hillbillies, yeah. Beverly Hillbillies.
Beverly Hillbillies. Love that show. Cement Pond.
Joe's in Vicksburg, Mississippi. Hi, Joe.
Good morning, Doug.
How are you doing?
Wonderful.
Have I ever spoken to you before?
Never.
Never in a hundred.
Never
in a thousand.
Never in a hundred. Decisiveness in his answer.
I do, too. You're intense, ready to go.
So what's the name of the show that ended this date, 1974, Joe?
The Brady Bunch.
Brady Bunch.
Here's the story all together.
A lovely lady.
Give Joe more credit because he sings.
Three very lovely girls.
I want to see Joe sing. Where you see
mother, the youngest one, and
curls.
I couldn't hear him because he didn't sing. I want to hear Joe sing.
Joe, are you singing?
Too early. Too early.
A scrubbed-faced American family. Robert Reed was the first father, and then he died, didn't he?
He is dead.
No, he was the only father.
You're thinking of Bewitched.
Oh, I am thinking of Bewitched. You're right about that. Yeah, right.
But he is dead.
Right. Florence Henderson, if I'd have used her name, everybody would have gotten it. And
yeah.
Doesn't happen.
She has a big tell-all book out right now, you know.
Is he? What is she telling?
About how that New York mayor gave her the nasty disease.
Really?
What New York mayor?
Oh, gosh, don't ask me. It was from the 70s, whoever was the mayor in the 70s.
Wow.
And he gave her lice, but not in her head.
No kidding.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, the other one. Hey, Joe, what was your favorite Brady Bunch episode?
My favorite Brady Bunch episode?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe when Jan got, I think it was Jan got braces.
Oh,
that
yeah.
was a good one.
That sounds like a riot. All right, Joe, hold on just a second. Jennifer, what else is going on?
All right, the Hatfields and the McCoys. It's coming to TV. The History Channel is doing this miniseries. Kevin Costner and Bill Paxton are already signed on as the rival family patriarchs.
Really?
But they're adding some more, they're adding interesting people to the cast. Tom Berenger has just been added, Powers Booth, and Mayor Winningham.
Yeah, I'm kind of excited.
I think it's going to be a good one. Also, Anthony Bourdain in the news today. He has apologized to Paula Deen, kind of. He said, quote, "You know, I deserve the whacking I got back on that. I hate to beat her up personally. I feel bad, but I stand by the substance of what I said."
Who cares? Last night was David Letterman's 18th anniversary. A pretty funny top 10 list, actually. He's pretty amusing if you catch him the right way. But that show started this day, 1993, which is kind of interesting. Back in the old Ed Sullivan Theater. All right, it's 51 after.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tattler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tattler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tattler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tattler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tattler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
It is 53 minutes after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program brought to you in this segment because Warren Eckstein is here. My hugs and kisses. You know, we stream the video. Warren, I don't know if you're watching this or not, but at DougSteffens.com we now stream the video. So I am holding up for the camera to see. Richie, you can see this?
I have I can.
A large container with a picture. Look at that handsome guy.
That's a dog.
Oh, there's Warren right there in the front. The Hugs and Kisses logo. Here's a supplement that your dog will love. Actually, Hugs and Kisses from Warren Eckstein, both for cats and dogs. Right, Warren?
Yeah, and two different formulas. A lot of people don't realize that dogs and cats have different nutritional needs. So buying one specific vitamin for both is not the way to go. For example, we know that cats need taurine, so Hugs and Kisses for Cats has increased taurine. We also know that cats have problems sometimes with crystals and blockage. So in the cat formula, we increase the vitamin C, which keeps the urine more acidic, which helps prevent some of those problems. So it's very specific for dogs and very specific for cats.
This is a nutrition aid for healthy skin, both for the cat and the dog. As Warren said, there are two different blends, one of them for the cats, one of them for the dogs, called Hugs and Kisses. And you want to know what people are saying? I'm looking at a blog site. Here's one person who's used Hugs and Kisses. Our dogs love these vitamins. From the guy who has the pet show. Whoever that person
may be.
They are a soft chew that you can use as a treat or put in a meal with your dog's food. I gave these. I was just thinking about these because last night Charlotte got four of them. How do you decide how much of these you're supposed to give to your? Because they're coming these little, again, up to the television camera. I'm going to hold one of these little kibbles. All right, Richie?
It goes according. It really goes according to the dog's weight. In other words, for example, one or two nuggets for every 10 pounds a dog weighs, and similar for cats. So it goes by weight. But the most important thing, and this is the question I get all the time, Doug, if my dog or my cat is on a good dog food, an expensive dog food, one of those dog foods that cost me a week's salary, why do I need supplementation? And I explain to people, your dog or cat can be eating the best food on the market. Chances are 50% of that food is being scooped up the next day. So it's really important from a supplementation point of view, not only you giving your pet a good food, but making sure that food is absorbed and digested properly. And that's one of the important things about hugs and kisses. Quite honestly, I developed it over 25 years ago, and the reason was I heard all about these problems with cats and hairballs and dogs shedding and hot spots and all of that. And the number one ingredient is natural lecithin, which is great for skin and coat. By the way, it also helps prevent fleas. And the reason I can say that is fleas live on blood, so they're attracted to dogs and cats with dry skin. Hugs and kisses keeps the skin moist, so fleas are less apt to want to get in.
That's why Charlotte doesn't have fleas. Lecithin, enriched, antioxidant-rich, tastes great, very digestible. This is what you want for your dogs and cats. Hugs and Kisses. Get it on the website, hugsandkisses.com, as well as any other place. It's available to a lot of retail outlets, too, around the country. Warren, the problem...
Just a question, though, Warren.
Yeah.
How do you know they taste great?
I dunk them. How do I know they taste great? Here's how I know. Here's how I know how they taste great. Okay, they've been around for 25 years, and there are now dogs and cats in the same family, third generation. You know, this is my third dog, and they're all lived a long life, and they all love them. In all the years I've had the husband.
Okay, so you've never actually tried them.
Though. I have.
You have.
I have.
I tried one once with the Charlotte.
I want to see Doug eat one. You're holding that little kibble in your hand, Doug.
Yeah, let him eat
Tell
a couple.
Tell us whether it tastes good.
Let him eat a couple. Check his coat in a couple of weeks. So if he's shiny, no shit.
Hold on, he's going to do it. We're going to watch.
You
saw me take it out.
Go to DougStefan.com. He's got it out.
Here it is right there.
Let's hear the crunch.
Eat it.
Wow, and he's quiet. You should eat these every day.
How does your coat feel now, Doug?
Let me see.
If he starts,
look, right there it is. Look at the hair on my arms.
If he starts scratching with his back leg, we're all in trouble.
Wait a minute. Let me see if I can get to that. Here it is. I can't quite reach it. All right.
Funny.
There's been a number of dog nappings. What's the problem?
Yeah, it's on the increase. Over a million dogs a year nap. You know, just the other day, I had an argument with my nephew. I told you, my nephew's an actor. He starred in the show Smallville.
Yeah.
He was Lex Luthor. So I was at his house the other day, and he adopted this beautiful German shepherd that I had found.
Those things taste pretty good.
They do, right? Have another one. Irv. And so Irv, we're ready to leave his house, and he said, I'm going to leave Irv outside in the backyard. And I said, what do you mean you're going to leave Irv outside, Irv's the dog, in the backyard? Don't you know that dogs are stolen? They can escape. Things can happen. So the bottom line is, with so many dogs being stolen, and I don't want to get into the specifics, but they're stolen and they're sold for research and other horrible things. If your dog is not in your sight, that's not safe. So even in my backyard, I have locks on all my gates. My dogs are in my backyard when I can watch them.
Yum!
You're taking your nutritional supplements for the day.
That's right. That story, by the way, is at...